Hi, Don. Tim Carter. Pleasure to have you on the Ask the Builder Show. How can I help you today?
Hello, Tim.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy.
Okay. I have a drainage problem around a sunroom that was constructed on a concrete slab. And apparently there was a grading problem so that the rain, especially in a downpour, as we've had on the East Coast.
Boy, you guys have been hammered, man.
We have.
Woo, and you're going to get some more here.
That's what I'm listening to.
Oh, yeah.
I've had someone look at it, and they're saying, well, it's a major grading thing. It's a slow grade, but it involves a lot of property. We'll put a piece of plywood up alongside the aluminum, about 12 inches high.
Okay.
And then grade topsoil from that point outward. My question basically is, I'm worried about plywood and dirt being up against the aluminum's a wall.
Yeah, I'd be worried about it too.
Aside from like having weather.
That's why I wanted you to call me. Yeah. Okay, here's the question I have, because I don't since I don't have ESP and I can't come to your home.
Yeah.
Tell me, from where this problem is, where this sunroom is,
uh-huh.
A garden room, where is the, if we could stand there and we had a level or a builder's transit, what would be the lowest spot on your lot? Does the lot kind of slope to the backyard, to the front yard, to the side, either way?
The sunroom is in the back of the yard, and
but where's the lowest spot on your lot if we had a transit and we could actually go take measurements?
About where the sunroom is.
Well, but that wouldn't make sense, because that would mean that your house would have originally been in the bottom of a lake bed. And what I'm trying to say is that almost every single lot, even lots that look level, you know, like if you go to a subdivision.
Uh-huh.
I mean, even in your case, in other words, you're near the ocean to speak of, so all that land, you know, it's kind of gently sloping towards the ocean, you know, to sea level.
Oh, I thought you meant on my property.
Yeah, I do mean that. In other words, but what I'm trying to say is that there has to be, at the edge of your property line, you know, whether it's the front, back, or either side property line, a spot that is the lowest point of elevation on your property. You know, like some people, for example, at their front yard, like up in Michigan, this is very common. They have a big, like, storm culvert out in their front yard that is actually 3 feet lower than the level of their front lawn. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or some people, like my house, the back of my house, the back corner of my property, is a good 5 feet lower, maybe 6 feet lower in elevation than my front yard.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So on your lot, what is the lowest? Where's the lowest spot on your lot?
I'm thinking, Tim. Let's forget about the front yard, because you know that wouldn't help in any way that I can picture.
Well, it might, because here's what I'm getting to. I'm saying is that you need to. If I was going to solve this problem, I'll bet you that if I came to your house with my builder's transit, we would find some low spot on your property.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't care if it's the front yard, the backyard, the side yard, whatever. And what I would do is I would install a drain pipe, an underground drain pipe from this trouble area.
Right.
In other words, I would put what we call a field drain in, which is just like a box that allows water to go into it, just like in the bottom of your kitchen sink, you know, but much bigger.
Okay.
And then out of the side of that box would go a pipe. And that pipe, even if it was just slightly level, I mean, in other words, the pipe had very minimal fall, and it would run to that low spot on your lot, and the end of the pipe would eventually come to daylight, and every time it rained near this sunroom or garden room, the water would go to that field drain, hit the pipe, and flow to the lowest part of your lot. I don't see why we can't do that.
Okay.
But like I said, the only way we're going to determine it is we have to use a transit.
Okay. On the one side, I have basically two spots where the water does accumulate in the sunroom.
Okay, well, we can capture the water at both those spots. We just have to pipe it to the low spot on your property.
All right. On the one side, there is a door, so we can't raise the we can't grade.
We're not going to raise. We're not going. You didn't hear what I said. We're not going.
No, I did.
We're not going to grade anything.
I heard you.
We're not going to add any soil. We're just going to put a drain in these low spots so that the water can go into the drain, and then we're going to pipe it away. We just have to figure out, you know, where that low spot is. So here's what I want you to do.
Yes.
I got to go to a quick break here.
Okay.
I want you to think about going to a tool rental place in your area.
Okay.
And they will either have a traditional builder's transit or they'll have some type of laser level.
Okay.
And they will show you how to use it. And you will be able, even by yourself or with the help of one other person, mm-hmm. actually figure out where that low spot on your property is.
What if the low spot is that sunroom?
Well, it just wouldn't make sense because that means that the lot before you bought it was a marsh. Because what I'm trying to tell you is that I'm a geologist, okay? That's my training in college.
Okay.
And if you look at just about any piece of ground in the nation, it always slopes. There's always a slope to the piece of ground. Even though it looks flat,
right. There's
a very small slope. Now, the only places where you don't have a slope is a lake. And a lake or a pond is a very unnatural thing geologically.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, 'cause think about that. All the land around you slopes towards a river or a stream or a creek or somewhere. Okay? So if your lot had a low spot in the center, that's very unnatural. Something's wrong.
Okay.
All righty, I got to go to a break.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay, Don, rent that transit, and I'll bet you're going to find out magical things that you've got a low spot on your lot you can pipe water to.
Have a nice day.
You too, buddy. Thank you.